Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Today's show, it's going to be me doing it solo, but the topic's obviously is going to be Miles Brennan. We're going to talk about Miles Brennan, the quarterback LSU, but I've got a great idea. I think a lot of listeners would love what I'm going to mention today. The other topic is this. We're going to rank the top wide receivers in Louisiana by college. So I'm going to do like my top five colleges and explain why and have fun with it. You can agree to disagree. You can put together your own list. I watched all these five teams play. I do watch all the other schools. But we're going to talk in depth of the top receivers in the state. Who's got the best receiving core in Louisiana? What college? Who's 2, 3, 4, and 5? We're also going to promote the magazine that's going to be coming out in about 2.5 to 3 weeks. It's at the printer right now, our football preview, our 25th year covering all 300-plus high schools, 12 colleges, recruiting. We've got our North magazine, South magazine, and our digital copy. But we're going to talk about Miles Brennan. Before we get started, I want to thank our sponsors, John Harvey Toyota. I just want to take a minute to tell you about Harvey Autos. If you need a used car, there's 3 great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Alexis of Shreveport-Bossier City. Low prices, honest people. Tell them Lee sent you. Support them. They support high school and college football all over Louisiana. Also want to thank Medine's Collision. What a great company. Medine's Collision Center on Kincaid Avenue in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The number to call is 357-7983. If you need body work to your car or truck, or you have company vehicles or a personal vehicle, or you need a paint job, take it to Medine's on Kincaid Avenue. They've been around since the 1960s. Family-owned. Chris and Dominica Medine, great people. They'll take care of you. They're experts at what they do. They support our show. They support high school and college football. And also, our new sponsor, Treads and Care Tire Company. They've got a great new location in central Louisiana, right outside of Baker and right outside of basically not far from Denham Springs, not far from Baton Rouge. It's on Hooper Road and Park Place Drive, owned by Devin Holly since 1971. He's been in business, and I've been doing business with Devin for years. They do tires, brakes, oil changes, alignment, air conditioning, check engine. They pick up and delivery. The number to call is 331-8144. It's 331-8144. Locally owned and operated, Treads and Care Tire Company. Again, on the corner of Hooper Road and Park Place Drive. You ought to see the new place. It's really a nice, nice location, brand new. I know his grand opening is really soon, and be sure to check them out if you need anything for your car with tires, any brand they have, major brand. But let's go ahead and start talking about Miles Brennan, LSU's quarterback. We just got through doing a preview issue, and the preview issue's at the printer, and I was thinking today that we can't get that magazine back and change anything. You can never be up to date because anything can happen. First of all, I wish 100% recovery for Miles Brennan. Prayers to him. Hope that he can get back. I heard it's a clean break. He should be able to come back in October. I heard it was a broken arm. Obviously, everybody heard that, saw that. But I talked to some doctors that are smarter than me. I'm not a doctor, but I have friends who are doctors. And they think he could come back late October if things heal right. So he could still play this year. Obviously, he won't start the first game or the first 2 or 3 games or maybe the first 5 games. But, you know, the thing with this, it's disappointing. I really feel bad for Miles Brennan. Whether you are wanting him to start, not wanting him to start, this is about his health, you know. And if you're a Tiger fan, obviously you want the best for this kid. And he's already made comments how he's going to enroll, stay in school, and he's not going anywhere. He's also planning on coming back. You know, most people, the chatter is, oh, you can't come back, you know. In today's world, everybody just let the kid enjoy college, you know. And the good thing here for Miles is that he's going to have money coming in while he's not playing. He's one of the first college football players to sign endorsements with companies. And he's going to get paid while he's in college, even though he's not going to play the first month and a half of the season, maybe the first couple of months. And this is the first student-athlete to actually get hurt. And I don't think there's another player that's been hurt yet that's actually signing or having contracts. And I take it there's some kind of contract between him and a company to get paid. I would think there's something basic. It's going to be interesting to see how that works for the companies that have basically going to pay him for his likeness and image and all that stuff, and how this is going to work out for someone that's not playing yet. But it's good for Miles Brennan because he was able to get these endorsements out the way before this happened. And I tell you what, if you're going to sit out and you're going to try and recover from an injury, it's good to have a lot of money coming in as a student in college. So I feel good for him in that. I hope him really well to recover and be 110% when he comes back. I just feel bad for him. You know, this is basically his fifth year. He's had a lot of injuries. He's been trying to gain weight. He finally got his weight up. He's finally was ready to go. He was going to compete with Max Johnson and Nussmeier. You know, again, I wish him the best. And you know, whatever he does, you know, I mean, I wish him the best. Whether he leaves LSU after this year and has another year left, or he stays. Because now that you're being sponsored by local companies, it's going to be interesting to see if you can leave, considering these companies are local. You can't go to Southern Miss, play quarterback, and be sponsored by a local car company in Baton Rouge. You know what I mean? So you got to, you know, there's a lot to be put into that. This is a test for the future, for, you know, future student athletes. It's kind of a learn-as-we-go kind of system the first year or two. It's going to be really painful on both sides as far as how this works. It's a trial-and-error type deal. But it's going to be really interesting to see how this works. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to give my two cents about the quarterback position now that Miles Brennan is going to be out for a little bit. I'm going to talk about Max Johnson and Nussmeier. And we're going to have the best receivers in the state of Louisiana. I'm going to talk about the best colleges, 1 through 5, the number one school all the way to 5, the top college wide receiving corps in the state of Louisiana. We'll be right back.
Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkine. I hope you're having a great day wherever you're getting the show, whether it's, you know, Shreveport or Baton Rouge or New Orleans or Houma or Lafayette. Hope everybody's doing really good. I really mean that. Let's continue on about, we were talking about Miles Brennan in the first segment. But Max Johnson gives you, I think, everything you need to do well. I don't think they're going to miss a beat, because I thought if Miles Brennan would have stayed healthy, that it would have been a two-quarterback system. And you can win with two quarterbacks. Alabama did it with Jalen Hurts and Tua. Washington did it with Billy Joe Hobert and Mark Brunell. Florida did it with Chris Leak and Tim Tebow. Ohio State did it with Cordell Jones and Barrett. You can win championships with two quarterbacks. But now it's going to be one quarterback in Max Johnson, who's very talented, and a very talented true freshman in Nussmeier from Texas. I think you're going to see Nussmeier run the ball a lot so Max doesn't get hurt. Plus, here's my take on that. Nussmeier runs a legitimate 4.5 40. He's one of the fastest guys on the team. When it's 3rd and 2 and 3, instead of Max doing it, you might see Nussmeier come in and run. And I'll tell you, this guy is a freak athlete. If you watch the spring game this past spring for LSU, Nussmeier might be one of the most gifted athletic quarterbacks I've ever seen at LSU. I've been watching LSU football for, 40-something years. And I don't remember a quarterback being that quick of foot on the run and throwing on the run like he does and how he improvises. He's raw, he's young, but oh my goodness, Nussmeier is going to be phenomenal. I really think he's going to be special. And then Max Johnson is so cerebral and so calm running the offense. That's all LSU's always needed. He's a more athletic version of Matt Mauk. He's a more athletic version of Matt Mauk. Matt Mauk was a good athlete, not a great athlete, but he's more athletic. I'm talking about Max Johnson. In a bigger version of Matt Mauk. You know, you got Max that runs like a 4.7 40, which is not bad. He's 6'5", about 230 now. He knows how to run. He's got a good underneath game as a lefty. He sees the field really well. He checks off his receivers well. He shocked me how good he played against Florida and Ole Miss. I think LSU's not going to miss a beat. I think Brennan would have helped with Max Johnson, but I think Max Johnson and Nussmeier are going to be great too. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the top wide receivers in Louisiana. I want to rank the colleges in Louisiana. This is going to be fun. If you like stats, I'm not going to mention stats as much, but I'm going to mention the kids and why they're so good, and we're going to be talking about the top wide receiving groups in Louisiana for colleges. We'll be right back.
If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, you've got to go to Medine's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Family owned since the 1960s.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkine. In this segment, we're going to talk about the top wide receivers in Louisiana for colleges in Louisiana. I thought that would be fun. You know, pick a position and talk about the top players at the position for different colleges in Louisiana. We have 12 colleges. We've got D1 schools. We've got 1AA schools. We've got now an NAI team in Louisiana College. They're not D3 anymore. They're NAI. Before we get into that, I want to mention LSU got a commitment from Marion Miller from North Caddo High School around Shreveport, Louisiana. I want to share this with our listeners. I watched Marion Miller play last year in full game, in pads now, not 7-on-7. I watched him play in an actual game. He is super gifted, super physical, mean, strong, great hands. He reminds me of a bigger, faster version of Reuben Randle, and he's only a sophomore. He looks and build like Terrace Marshall, like you read about in the paper, but he's more physical, if that makes sense. He's more physical, and he's got better hands, and he's stronger, meaning he's going to be better than Terrace Marshall. I think he'll be better than Reuben Randle. He's not Jamar Chase. There aren't too many Jamar Chases that can break off a man, but he's very close. They got to hang on to him for 2 years. He's verbally committed. I'm sure everybody's going to come after him. But Marion Miller is 6'2", legit, about 200 pounds, runs 4.45, 38 vertical jump. I talked to Reagan Smith, the offensive coordinator at North Caddo, about a year ago. And I remember telling Reagan Smith, I said, Reagan, I just watched film. And who is this guy, or Marion Miller, who's only a sophomore? He said, man, he is one of the best I've ever seen. And Reagan coached Terrace Marshall. Reagan also coached at Evangel Christian and saw many great players there. Reagan also coached John Stevens at Logansport, who we're going to talk about in this segment for wide receivers in Louisiana in college. But Marion Miller is going to be an incredible player if he goes to LSU, and I think he will. He's only a sophomore. He's got 2 years left of football. He is a man among boys in high school football. Be sure to go see North Caddo play this year. Reagan Smith's the offensive coordinator. He's a brilliant coach. They have a great team. They're very underrated. They're not talked about. I'm mentioning them right now, but they have great players. They've got a good team coming back. Let's go ahead and talk about the top wide receivers in Louisiana for colleges. We're going to rank the colleges in the groups. Number one, I have LSU. Number two, I have ULL. Number three, I have Nicholls State. Four, McNeese State. And five, Louisiana Tech. There's going to be a lot of these guys playing the NFL the next 3 years from all these schools. The reason I have LSU number one is because no one has a player better than Kashawn Boutte. And no one has a more talented group than LSU. When you throw in the true freshman Deion Smith from Mississippi, who's 6'3", 210, runs 4'4", you look at Jack Besh coming in from St. Thomas More, who's 6'2", about 220, runs 4'6", but looks 4'4". You got Chris Hilton coming in from Zachary. Trey Palmer runs a 4'3". He's going to be returning punts and kicks and playing receiver. You got Brian Thomas coming in from Walker at 6'4.5", 200 pounds, runs a 4'4", 40. You got Coy Moore coming back, who's going to be better, from Rommel High School, just a true sophomore. You've got J-Ray Jenkins coming back from Gina. I think he's going to have a phenomenal year as a junior. He's 6'4", about 200 pounds, and can run 4'5". And then you throw in all-state guy like Alex Adams, who was a freshman last year from Mississippi, from Osaka. Jonte Kirkland had a great spring game, had about 9 catches. The senior from Lutcher High School. I think it's a phenomenal group. I think LSU's young quarterbacks, Max Johnson and Nussmeier, are going to have they can just throw the ball underneath, and these guys are going to go for 20 yards. And that's what Max Johnson's good at. Number two is ULL. The reason I have ULL number two, because they had so much production from the guys that are coming back. And they've got the third best receiver in the state coming back as a pro prospect, Kyron Lacy. Get this. This kid was a freshman in 220 from Thibodaux High School. He caught 50 balls and just dominated the Sun Belt. He's 6'3", 212 pounds, runs a 4'4", 5'40". Kyron Lacy has NFL written all over him. He was a heck of a player at Thibodaux High School. And then you got Dante Fleming, who redshirted from East St. John, who's a great receiver from East St. John. You've got Peter LeBlanc coming back from Catholic of Niobrara. Peter's been a contributor now for 3 years. He's got great hands. Peter's about 6'3", about 190 now. He can run. You got Golden Ike, a transfer from Oklahoma. You got freshman Errol Rogers from Lafayette Christian. He's a great player. And you got John Stevens, the transfer from TCU. Remember John we mentioned earlier from Logansport? John, 6'5", 226 pounds, runs a 4'4", 5'40". And you got Jalen Williams coming back, who's a starter from last year. He's 6'3", about 225, played at Westminster High School. And Jalen Williams was a former LSU walk-on. You know, Westminster's in Opelousas. And Jalen has a chance to be a draft pick for the NFL. He was a former walk-on from LSU. You also have a freshman from Texas, Robert Williams, who runs a 4'5", 6'1", 170. This is the second best group to me, in my opinion. When we come back, we're going to talk about Nicholls State being the third best group, McNeese State number four, and Louisiana Tech number five, having the fifth best wide receiving group in the state of Louisiana for college football. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, you've got to go to Medine's Collision Center, located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Family owned since the 1960s. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen, your host. This segment, we're continuing on with, you know, the best wide receivers in Louisiana in colleges, and we're ranking the colleges. LSU, I think, is number one. ULL's number two. And Nicholls State is number three. The reason Nicholls State's three, they've got the most deepest group in the state. That's right, over LSU. They have so much talent at Nicholls State. It's just crazy. Tim Rebo is just handpicking his talent now, especially at the skill positions in Thibodaux, Louisiana. They return just about every receiver that was on the offense. That a lot of these guys just had great years. They have a lot of talent at receiver. This is the most talent I've ever seen on a team in the Southland Conference. You got K.J. Franklin from Sanamal, who comes back, had over 30 catches last year. He runs a 4.5. You got Devontae Jason, the transfer from Mississippi State. Remember, he played at O.P. Walker, which is now Landry High School. He's 6'3", 220. He's not even starting. You got Dejon Dixon from Edna Carr, 6'4", 200. He's looked at as a second-round pick in the NFL draft this coming year. Dejon, 6'4", 200. Here's a little trivia. When I watched Edna Carr 4 years ago, the two starting receivers for Edna Carr at the game I was at was Racy McMath and Dejon Dixon. What a pair that was, huh? I watched them against St. Paul's High School in person 4 years ago. You got Dante Coastley back, who's a junior from St. James High School, runs a 4.5. You got redshirt freshman Shamar Smith, who's an all-world player, 6'1", about 190. You got the great freshman coming in, Daniel Miller from Marksville. You got the TCU transfer from Lutcher High School, DeAndre Davis, who's a stud. You got David Robinson from the local high school, Central Lafourche, 6'3", 220, can run 4.6. You got a talented freshman from Edna Carr, Danae Brooks, who runs a 4.4 at 6'180. And you got a freshman signee from Assumption High School in Jaden Tyler, 6'3", 175. One of the best players I saw in Louisiana this past year, regardless of rankings. When we come back, we're going to talk about McNeese State being the fourth best group in the state at receiver, tell you why. And then fifth, we'll talk about Louisiana Tech wide receivers when we come back. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company located in Central. Call 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's 331-8144. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. We're talking about the top wide receivers in Louisiana for a position group, for colleges, for football. This segment, I think number four, the fourth best group of receivers in a college team in Louisiana is McNeese State. And you might say, why do you put McNeese over a D1 school? Well, this is why. I think the success of their team with Cody Orgeron, the quarterback, Ed's son, was because they had such good receivers last year. Josh Matthews, whose dad is Rashawn Matthews, who played at LSU and Southern, he's one of the best receivers in the state. At 6'2", 190, the senior runs a 4.5. He went to Dunham High School back in the day. Josh Matthews is a transfer originally from Louisiana Tech. He had a phenomenal year last year for the Southland Conference for McNeese State Cowboys. They picked up a transfer from Louisiana Tech and C.J. Powell. Remember him? He was at Livonia. He was an all-state player at Livonia for 3 years at quarterback. C.J. Powell was a starter at Tech. So he left as a starter at Tech to go to McNeese to start. And C.J. runs a 4.3 40 and will be in an NFL camp after this year. He's going to be a senior. They signed, to me, the best receiver in Louisiana, who actually originally signed with Memphis, but he changed and went to McNeese State, Raheem Roberts from Bugalusa. Watch out for this guy, man. Raheem is 6'3", about 205, runs a 4.45. He's phenomenal. He just didn't play at the big school. Bugalusa at one time had Kendrick Allen and Orlando Lundy and all these great players that came out of Bruce Plummer, remember, went to Mississippi State. Raheem Roberts is going to be a high draft pick for McNeese. Just remember what I tell you on that. He is phenomenal. And then you got a freshman from Sophie B. Wright in New Orleans, John McCall, that I'll watch play. He's 6'3", about 190. He runs 4.5. And then they have a kid named Jason Pence coming in, who's a slot receiver. Actually had a great year last year at 5'9", 160, runs 4.5. Great hands. I think this is a phenomenal. It's not a deep group, but it's a productive and it's a tough group of kids. It's the reason McNeese State had such a good year in 220. We're going to take a break when we come back, and we're talking about Louisiana Tech's wide receiver group, which is not shabby now. This is probably the most talented position in the state for all the colleges is wide receiver. We're going to talk about Louisiana Tech when we come back. We're going to take a quick break.
So, hey, guys, just wanted to take a minute to tell you about Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's three great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices, honest people, tell them Lee sent you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. We're going to continue on the top receivers in the state of Louisiana by position group and top in ranking by college. Louisiana Tech comes in at number 5, in my opinion. It's just my opinion. And the reason they're number 5 is just they didn't have a great year last year as a group. I don't think the quarterback position's super strong at Louisiana Tech. It's solid. But this group's better than the stats were in 220 for Louisiana Tech. They've got some talent. And I got to start with Griffin Hebert. Griffin Hebert, if you remember that name, he was an all-state receiver for St. Thomas More High School in Lafayette. Actually, he was two-time all-state. Griffin's 6'3", 223 pounds. He's a junior. He runs a 4.5. And he'll be playing in the NFL in a couple of years. He's a tall guy, very strong, can really run the post routes. He can get behind safeties. He's got great hands. They have a kid named Smoke Harris from West Feliciana. Remember Smoke? They won a state championship at West Feliciana with him. He's only about 5'6", about 180, but he runs a 4.3 in the 40. That's why they call him Smoke. He just smokes you. They have a kid named Isaiah Graham. You remember that name from Bastrop High School? Transferred from TCU. He's going to be a senior. He's a very talented player, about 6'1", about 190. They have an incoming freshman named Solomon Lewis from Lake Charles Prep in Lake Charles. Runs 4.4. 5'10", about 168 pounds. He's a big-time slot receiver, playmaker that's going to help Tech a lot, I think. They have a transfer, a grad transfer from UMass. That's right. University of Massachusetts coming to Ruston, Louisiana. Samuel Emulus, 6'1", 198. What did he do at UMass? He caught 59 passes and 7 touchdowns. And he's going to be one of them plug-in guys right away to play for Tech, either slot or flanker. And the last player I want to mention for Louisiana Tech at wide receiver is Kyle Maxwell. If you remember that name, he went to Amead High School. He was a freshman this past year. He played a little bit. He's 6'4", about 185. He's going to be a big guy. He's still growing. And I think he's going to have a monster year for Tech in his second year. And they got one more receiver. Is a transfer from the University of Tennessee, from the SEC. His name is Bub Means. He's from Georgia. 6'2", 204, redshirt freshman. He sat out because of grades. Can run a 4.5. He's got that big SEC body. Tech should be better if they can get better quarterback play. So that's my group. LSU number 1, ULL number 2, Nicholls State, number 3, 4, McNeese State, 5, Louisiana Tech. And let me tell you, Nicholls State could be in the top 2 up there with UL. They're that good. I think Lindsey Scott's got 12 receivers that could be all-conference in the Southland Conference. You know what's crazy? Is that Nicholls State has about 6 pro prospects right now at wide receiver. Now, this is a Southland Conference school. This is not the SEC. But to have 6 receivers that can play in the NFL out of their 12 receivers, that is really impressive. And most of them, get this, are from Louisiana. Pro prospects, there's many that I mentioned tonight. many of them. But the most talented player that out of all the players I've mentioned is Kishon Butte, who is unguardable. Ask Ole Miss. And I guess you might have to ask Florida this year, who they claim to beat LSU. They're going to beat LSU, right, in Tiger Stadium? I think Butte might have heard that. I'm going to go ahead and call it now. I think Butte will have a 200-yard game against Florida in Tiger Stadium. You don't say things like that. You don't say, we're going to beat them. We owe them. We're going to – you just gave locker room material to LSU, and I'm going to tell you, Butte is going to be on fire because he's got better receivers around him this year, not just Corey Moore. Bringing in Brian Thomas and Jack Besh and Deion Smith and those two running backs coming in, Kiner. Man, they've got an arsenal of talent coming in around Max Johnson. And again, look, if the Brennan family's listening to the show somehow, I hope for a full recovery for Miles. I think he's a great kid. Everybody I've ever talked to that got to know Miles Brennan, he's a wonderful person, good, great kid. And whether he ends up at LSU for his sixth year or seventh year or whatever he's got left, I think he's been a great Tiger for life. He's endured. He's never left. I mean, this is his fifth year. He could have left 2 or 3 years ago. But I think he's going to be okay. I think he'll probably, if things go right from what I hear, he should be back late October. He should be back late October. They need a third quarterback, and by then they might only have one quarterback, you know, because right now it's just Nussmeier and Max Johnson. And I want to mention before we close the show tonight, this morning, this afternoon, or whenever you get it, is pre-order your preview magazine. This is our 25th year. I've probably worked the hardest I've ever worked for this 25th issue. 25 years of doing this. Over 315 high schools in the preview. Over 28 pages of recruiting. The All-Louisiana team for North and South. All 12 colleges, including LSU and Southern and ULL, McNeese, Tulane, ULM, Louisiana Tech, Northwestern State, McNeese, Southeastern. It's a lot of work put in the book. Jace Lejeune worked real hard. My mom, Dolores Thompson, Carl Thompson, my stepdad. Our interns did a great job. I'm really proud of the book that's going to come out. It's going to be about 3 weeks. We'll get it back in two. It takes a week to get out, but I promise if you pre-ordered a magazine, you're going to be getting the book first. It'll be delivered to your house first, and also our advertisers will get them early on. And it'll be a really, really nice book. So the cover, Walker Howard's on the cover of our South magazine along with 19 other kids. The North issue, we've got Will Campbell on the cover from Neville with 19 other phenomenal players from North Louisiana. And I think you'll be proud if you're a high school coach listening to the show. You'll love the book. We worked, again, really hard. Over 2,000 phone calls among, you know, Jace and myself to coaches that started back in January. To colleges, I'm interviewing. Jace interviewed colleges. I wrote the LSU section. He helped me edit that. But I think you'll really love the book. I really do. And look, support it. If you're a parent listening, support it because we need your support so we can continue to do the book in the future. We want to do 26 years. But you can go to LAFootballMagazine.com to pre-order a copy. That's LAFootballMagazine.com. Be sure to order a copy. Look, buy some for your friends as gifts. Buy it for your employees, for family members. It'd make a great Christmas gift. But make sure to try and get the magazine. We have a North copy, South copy. We have a digital version for each one as well. That's LAFootballMagazine.com. We will see you on Friday. We'll have a surprise recruit interviewed for Friday of this week. I think you'll enjoy it a lot. It'll be a Baton Rouge recruit, a big name. And I think everybody will love the show on Friday. Hope everybody enjoyed the show today, and we'll see you on Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.